This is Rosen Institute's Your Law Firm, where Lee Rosen and Ned Days cover management, marketing, finance, and new technologies for building the practice you deserve. Here's Lee Rosen.
It's good to be with you today, again, from Mexico City. Boy, this is a great city. There are endless things to see and do and eat. The people are friendly. There are parades and celebrations. They close streets for parties and bike riding and rollerblading. It's an entertaining and interesting city, and it's all incredibly affordable. We're staying in a two-bedroom apartment in a very nice, walkable, safe neighborhood. The apartment is very clean, it's comfortable, it's spacious, it's beautifully furnished and decorated, and it runs about $100 a night. I went on and on last week about what a great city this is, and I'm doing it again this week. Mexico City, if you haven't been before, or even if you have, is a great place to visit.
It's time for your tech tip. We all love to be told how wonderful we are. That's why when I need trenchant, no BS advice and criticism, I ask my mother, because she tells me I'm amazing no matter what. I went grocery shopping all on my own. Amazing. Cooked dinner? Incredible. Rented a car? It's a mystery as to why NASA didn't hire me to send humans back to the moon. It's nice to know just how unbelievably handsome and talented we are. But sometimes we actually do need less biased advice on our projects. We've worked on something we think is great, and of course we are highly skilled experts, but we need to know what the common man thinks. So we ask an employee or a spouse who is either not at all our target client or who doesn't want to upset us. So they give us the same kind of advice our mothers do. Still an ego boost, but still not really what we are after. We want the truth, warts and all, about that website or landing page or ad design or maybe even mobile app. And ideally, that feedback should be from someone who is either an expert at what it is we are trying to accomplish or from someone in the target demographic of the clients we represent. One of the biggest challenges when undertaking some kind of design or marketing project is that we are too close to it, and often our teams are a little too close as well. We know exactly who we are talking to, what we are trying to convey, and the ins and outs of our firm and the services we provide, so it's unfortunately quite common that on our first attempts, and sometimes all of our attempts, we totally miss the mark. We don't answer the obvious questions, we jump to outrageous conclusions, and we fill in the gaps that the end user doesn't have the information to complete. Well over 10 years ago at this point, Lee and I had finished one of the many revisions we undertook of the law firm homepage. We were both web geeks, self-proclaimed experts, and we took a lot of pride in the work we did. He decided to send this latest masterpiece off to a site called usertesting.com to have someone walk through the site, perform a few simple tasks, and provide some feedback. The first video we got back was about 10 minutes long, and it was brutal. It took me 2 or 3 days to watch the entire thing because each comment this guy made was like a dagger through my heart. He mercilessly tore us a new one, and to be fair, we deserved it. Everything he said seemed so obvious, but we had completely missed all of it. We were too close to the project. We had spent so many hours invested in it, agonizing over it, and perfecting it that we lost all context for what a normal human visiting the site would experience. It was brutal, it was painful, but it was necessary. Usertesting.com is still going strong. They offer a ton of services from reviewing websites, mobile apps, and more for usability, accessibility, and overall usefulness for your target audience. They offer a free single-user video of someone working through your website as a trial and paid options to get a lot of users to test out your project with the ability to give them some specific tasks you want them to complete or items to test out, as well as demographic selectors like age, income, and education to target the kinds of clients you serve. There are plenty of freelancers offering review services. You can visit a site like Fiverr.com and run a search for website review or app review to get a listing of specialists who offer reviews and suggestions. I recently came across a service called Be Roasted, that's B-E-E, roasted.com, where some guy named Aaron says he will roast your landing page for $99 with a 48-hour turnaround. I have no idea what his qualifications are, but he's probably more critical than my mother, so that has to count for something. Getting a fresh perspective or an outside expert's perspective on your marketing efforts is, I would argue, essential. It's a great way to identify some of the glaringly obvious and not so obvious things that we have missed or overlooked, and we inevitably do. Now, be careful that once you have some of this feedback, you don't just react to the last person you heard. Sometimes you have a very specific mission or a very good reason to do something. I know I have a bad habit of overreacting and getting it in my head that the last person I spoke to represents the opinion of the rest of humanity. That is not always the case. Get the feedback, but be prudent about which pieces of it you take to heart. That said, there is an expression in the creative fields that goes, kill your darlings. Those beautiful little extra details that we obsess over and mean the world to us shouldn't be off limits simply because we like them. Remember that you often aren't a good representation of your target audience, so you shouldn't be afraid to strip away the pieces that you love if they don't work for your potential clients. I'm Ned Days, and that's your tech tip.
And now for your moment of concise advice. Starting your own law firm, it's a challenging undertaking. It's difficult, it's exhausting, it triggers our anxiety, and there's plenty of advice out there to help you along the way as you figure out what it is that you ought to do. There's a lot less advice, much less, on what not to do. So today, I'll give you some concise advice on the things not to do when you start your law firm. Four things. First of all, pricing too low. It's so tempting when you get going to lowball the price in order to get the business. We're desperate, we're worried, we're nervous, and you know what? It might actually work. Charging low prices, it does generate business, but that's a terrible thing to do because it's not sustainable in the long run. You'll end up working around the clock just to break even financially, not to mention that low prices, they may send a message that your services lack quality or lack expertise. So do your market research and set a fair price that reflects your skill set and the market rate. Don't undercut the competition to get the business. That won't pay off for you. The second thing not to do, don't skimp on systems. Organizational systems, they may not be glamorous, but they are essential for the smooth operation of any business, including a law firm. Get the accounting software up and running. Add a client management system. Make sure that your phones work right. Don't cut corners here on these operational systems. Investing in robust systems from the beginning, that'll pay off in efficiency and client satisfaction. When you start to get busy, and you will, you'll be thankful that you built the law firm on a firm foundation of systems. Third thing not to do, don't hire people you don't need. We lawyers, we love to hire somebody. We love to hire anybody. We love having a warm body that we can send out for sandwiches or to run other errands, but don't do it. Don't do it even if you have the cash in your savings account. If you hire too early, what you end up doing is setting this lazy, slow pace of work in your law firm. Only hire people when there's a clear, definable need that you absolutely can't fulfill yourself or with automation. Don't hire early and be more than certain that the work you're hiring to get done is profitable work. Too many of us hire way too early and for the wrong things. Don't hire people you don't need. Finally, fourth, don't take on work that you can't handle. In the excitement of launching your practice, it's so easy to say yes to every client and project that comes your way. Desperation, it breeds risk-taking. Now, I'm not telling you to turn away everything you don't know how to do, but I am telling you to turn away everything that you can't very quickly learn how to do. It's okay to push yourself, but it's not okay to leave your client in a bad way. Hurting a client's chances, that's a surefire way to jeopardize your reputation. You've got to know your limits. Focus on cases where you can truly add value, and don't be afraid to refer potential clients elsewhere if their needs don't align with your expertise. You'll take those cases eventually Just don't do it yet. You know, starting your own practice, it's challenging enough without making these avoidable mistakes. Be mindful of your pricing. Invest in good systems. Be cautious in your hiring and know your workload limits. You already know what it is that you ought to do. Now you also know the four things not to do. That's your moment of concise advice. Wrapping up from Mexico City, thanks for spending a few minutes with me and Ned today. We hope you have a great weekend and an even better week next week. Keep plugging away, moving forward, getting things done. You're on the right track. You'll get there. I promise. We're all in this together, and together we build better practices through better marketing, better management, and better technology. Until next time, I'm Lee Rosen.
Thanks for listening to Your Law Firm. Visit rosensrules.com for our free course on the 10 critical rules successful law firms follow.